He was one of the greatest defensive players ever in the NFL, former NFL star Junior Seau. Well, he suffered from a degenerative brain disease often associated with repeated blows to the head when he committed suicide last May. That comes from an NIH study out today. Seau was one of the league's best and fiercest players for 20 years.
Joining us to talk about it, Sharon Begley, senior health and science correspondent for Reuters News Service. Thanks for joining us again, Sharon.
Thank you, Hillary.
This is a recurring issue in the NFL these days, this chronic brain disease. Can you talk about it a little?
It definitely is. It's called chronic traumatic encephalopathy, and it's known as the invisible disease because it can't be detected with CT scans or MRI or in fact, anything. The only time it can be detected is upon autopsy, but in a sort of almost tragic footnote to Junior's suicide last year, as you probably remember, he committed suicide by shooting himself in the chest, clearly he wanted to leave his brain to science so that somebody would figure out what had happened to him.
Now, Seau's son says his dad's behavior included wild mood swings, irrationality, forgetfulness, insomnia, but he managed to hide a lot of this in public. So what is the lesson for families here, especially with kids playing football?
Well, certainly, if your child is playing any kind of contact sport, even something that falls short of a concussion is something to be concerned about. You certainly don't send the child back in after loss of consciousness, even after any, you know, severe impact injury. And to their credit, some of the school sports leagues are introducing some of these policies, and they're also rolling out some better helmets to protect the kids. But, the lesson really is this can cause depression, aggression, impulsivity, memory loss. It's nothing to be taken lightly.
Now, this NIH study, beside saying conclusively this is what Junior Seau suffered from before committing suicide, does it offer any other context for this?
Well, it certainly provides ammunition for the NFL players' lawsuit. There are about 1,500 of them who have filed suit against the league, alleging damage, including sometimes permanent damage from their playing days. And the evidence is accumulating that, indeed, even sub-concussion injuries, and it's not clear that Junior Seau, in fact, had a true concussion at all during his playing years, even those can leave a lasting impact.
Sharon, good to talk to you again. Thanks so much. Sharon Begley, senior health and science correspondent for the Reuters News Service.